Hey, this is Morgan Pratt with the JMAC for Congress campaign. If you're listening to this podcast, sounds like you like JMAC. You can find out more about him by going to his Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube channel. Please remember to subscribe and rate us. Now coming up, more JMAC.
Hello there, and welcome into another edition of the JMAC podcast. As many of you know, I am running for Congress here in the state of Utah for the 4th District. I have left my day job. I am unemployed, and I am anxiously engaged in the process of trying to change hearts and minds. And, you know, a lot of people ask me a question: what makes you different than your opponents? And what makes you more qualified than your opponents? And so one of the things that I want to do as we continue to do the JMAC podcast is I want to share with you some of my thoughts and my viewpoints on how government should work and why we're in the mess that we're in right now. Because it's impossible for me to answer every question about where I stand on every issue. In fact, believe it or not, it's impossible for me to have an opinion about every single issue. And there might be something that is very dear and important to you that you believe should be handled in one particular way, and I might not have even thought about that idea yet. And so it's important that when we choose representatives, that we choose them based upon core philosophies and upon their character. Because if we're choosing them just based upon whether or not they agree with us, I want you to think about this for a minute. If they will vote exactly the way that I want them to vote every single time, if that's really what we're looking for in government today, then why do we have a representative form of government? Think about this for a minute. Why do we have a representative form of government if you are somebody who wants your elected official to only vote the way you would vote? If that's the way government should be run, then we should have a pure democracy. And in today's world, we could all have an app on our phone. The state government sends out a poll and says, how should we handle this issue? We all go on and we vote, and then it's done. Pure democracy. We have the technology today for pure democracy. Well, I don't believe in pure democracy. Our founders certainly didn't believe in pure democracy. And there's a reason why representation is important, and it should work, but it can't work when we're just looking for people who will vote the way that we want every single time. It can't work that way. The idea is that you choose people of similar values, you choose people of wisdom, and you choose people of character. And you trust that they're going to get in there and they're going to do more research and learn more about the issues than you ever could. And that makes them more qualified to vote on a particular issue than you. Now, hopefully they come back to you and they explain their choices and they help you come around to their decision and they ask you for feedback on how they should handle it. But in the end, representation is the process of sending people we trust to make the best decision for us, because we can't possibly know all the ins and outs of every situation. That's why representation is there. But I feel that we're moving away from that. Now we want somebody who's just going to vote only the way we would vote. In other words, we want pure democracy. I would caution you against pure democracy. We know what happens with mob rule. We know the emotions that can be ginned up in one direction or the other. Most decisions of value will be decisions that are made not in an emotional state, not in a condition of mob rule, but in a measured process where voting occurs, where representation occurs, where disagreement occurs, and where disagreement is allowed to occur. This is the government that I want, that I believe in. I believe it's the government that our founders wanted. But nowadays, again, we are so caught up in our own ideology that we believe that the only possible way forward is to force our will upon everybody else. And so one of the things that I want to share with you is that one of my core values, one of my core principles when it comes to an effective functional government is that you have to find balance between your core ideology and practicality. I believe today that we're pushing so far to the right and so far to the left that practicality is something that is pushed by the wayside. And let me give you some examples. So if I have a core belief about how something should be run, if I push that core belief forward without any practicality, without any desire or belief that anybody else might have a differing idea, then guess what the odds are that I'm actually going to get that core belief through? Do you know what the odds are? The odds are zero, because we don't live in a country where we all agree with each other. So if you have a core belief and you will not bend on that core belief at all, and you are a legislator and you are a representative of the people, you will never get what you want in government. Never. And this is something that we forget. There is never going to be a time in our country where the government is run completely by conservatives or by liberals. Hopefully it will never happen, because it's not healthy, if you ask me. So how should this happen? What we should have is a balance between core beliefs and practicality. So let me tell you how I apply this to real world, everyday important situations, okay? I have a core belief that citizenship in this country should be of value. And I have a hard time giving that citizenship or benefits of that citizenship to people who come here and the first thing they do is they break the law by coming here. So you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about illegal immigrants. My core belief says that you should not be granted benefits, you should not be granted citizenship, path to citizenship for breaking the law in coming here. In fact, my core belief says you should be punished for breaking our laws. That value in upholding the law should be paramount. This is my core belief and philosophy, okay? It's also my core belief and philosophy that as a nation, especially in today's world, we should know who's coming in this country when. We should be the deciders of how and when they come. We should be the deciders of how and when they leave. This is core to me. I think it's core to being a sovereign nation. It's core. Okay, so those are my core beliefs. Now let's talk about practicality. We have upwards of 20 million people in this country who are here illegally. If I was somebody who was going to push forward my core beliefs at any cost without any vision of practicality, then the only thing I would accept is that all 20 million have to be rounded up and kicked out of this country. That would be my core belief. The problem is that core belief and enforcing that core belief in that way brings a huge number of unintended consequences that would be very damaging to other parts of our society. So I have to find a balance between my core beliefs and how we're going to solve the problem. And that's the practicality piece of the puzzle. I have to be smart enough and wise enough to realize that kicking out 20 million people from this country is it's an impossibility, my friends. Not only is it an impossibility, it would be very damaging to society. Now think about this for a minute. What if you could snap your fingers today? I love the snap your fingers test. Okay, let's take what you absolutely want, your core belief and philosophy, and let's snap our fingers today. And with a Harry Potter spell, we're able to make every single illegal immigrant here disappear here and appear back in their home country. Do you know what it would do to our economy? Do you know what it would do to your everyday life, to the cost of the goods and services that you pay for every day? Do you know what a dramatic effect it would be to take 20 million people out of the workforce who are all working the lowest paid jobs? Now, there would be some benefits as well. There's no doubt about that. But the overall impact would be incredibly negative. And you would have entire industries in this country shut down. In fact, I believe it would drive our country into recession, if not depression, if you were able to do it with a snap of a finger. Now, also imagine a society where we've decided that the federal government is going to go on raids and round up every single illegal immigrant. Illegal immigrants will not want to go. They will go into hiding. It will turn into an incredibly ugly situation. So I have my core belief that these people should not be here and they should not be rewarded for being here. But then I have reality. And reality tells me that trying to round them all up and send them home is not going to work. So I have to find balance between reality and my core belief. So that balance guides me in a direction that says, well, I definitely want to stop any more illegal immigrants from coming. I would like to hold those who are here accountable for the laws that they've broken. And I would like to hold employers accountable. And I would also like to fix the problem. Because we have to acknowledge also that these people are here because employers will hire them. And so you have this large group of people who want to work, and you have a large number of employers who want to hire them. So my desire for practicality and for resolving the situation would drive me to a place where I want to connect those dots. If we still need more workers from out of the country, how do we get them here legally? How do we get them here in a way that it doesn't dilute the value of our citizenship that we cherish so much? So step one, I got to make sure more will not come illegally. Step two, I got to make sure that those who do come here through a legal process. Step three, I got to hold anybody accountable after that who comes here illegally, and any employer who comes here illegally, not who comes here illegally, but who hires illegally after that. So balancing practicality with my core values, I can come as close as possible to those core values and maybe ensure that in the future, those core values can be upheld. But I believe it is an impossibility to just stand on principle right now and say, no, they all have to go. They all have to go. They all have to go. And I will not accept anything else. Anybody who is telling you that is somebody who believes that their core value is more important than progress towards the core value. What if we can achieve the core value by accepting the unintended consequences, by accepting the circumstance we're in, and then working back towards it? You see, I actually believe that in balancing my core values with practicality, I think I could actually, I may be crazy, I think that I could convince sanctuary cities to not be sanctuary cities anymore. I know this is crazy, but I think that if the federal government went to these sanctuary cities and they said, look, we want to find a way for those who are here illegally to stay. Now, in order for that to happen, they're going to have to come forward. In order for that to happen, they're going to have to pay a fine. In order for that to happen, they're going to have to apply under their legal name, and we're going to have to find those employers and make sure that they're hiring them legally, okay? So all of those things have to happen. But if we allow them to stay, we need to have some level of enforcement to make sure that they always come forward when they get here and that they come through the legal processes in the future. So, Mr. or Mrs. Sanctuary City, would you make a deal with us that if we allow those who are here now to stay under certain conditions, that in the future, in order to make sure that all future immigration is through this funnel that we've created and is law-abiding. All we ask of you as a sanctuary city is that when you arrest somebody, you make a phone call to ICE or whoever that agency is if that person is believed to be here illegally. I think sanctuary cities will go along with that. I might be wrong, but I think that that type of compromise gets us closer to the goal than we would ever get just by standing on principle. This is how I will operate as a member of Congress, balancing core values and principles with practicality. Only through that practical approach will we ever find compromise and ever be able to get things done. In today's world, that is seen as a negative. And I think that's why Congress is shut down right now. Because we've sent a bunch of people who we've said, no, you will stand on principle at all costs. You will not find compromise. Because we don't compromise with the devil. You see what I'm saying? So we have to find balance in everything that we do between our core values and practical application based upon the current realities that we're in. Only then can we move our government forward. Only when we start choosing people because of their character, their wisdom, and their values, but not their desire to force those core values on people who might look at it in a different way. That is how I will operate as a member of Congress.
Thanks for listening to the JMAC podcast. If you'd like to donate to JMAC for Congress, you can go to jmacforutah.com. That's jmacforutah.com.